Hello, ladies and gentlemen, once again, Sammy Reed here, and welcome to Music from the World of the Stream and the Bizarre. Yeah, I've got some songs this week didn't have last week. I have some songs that, you know, a few that I've had that I didn't get around to playing last week. I'm very sorry, guys. I was half out of my brain when I did my show. I was very tired after being in the emergency room a week ago Thursday night, and didn't get out until 7 something, cause my blood sugar was real high. I also had a stomach virus also, which I was getting over, I guess, at the time I went in the emergency room. I decided to go there because my blood sugar kept being high. You know, the blood tester just kept saying high and without a number. When it does that, especially if it's done that for several hours, you got problems. But again, not only am I not as tired as I was, you guys, all this past week as well, up until recently, you know, I feel better. My blood sugar's all right now and everything. So, well, that happened first, but not being tired anymore took a lot longer. Anyway, here we go with another one of my used to haves that I'm glad to have again.
I've been busy, I would say, with 3 emergencies today. My shift always starts at 9. My ears are humming from the lines till he dials a private line to my heart. Of all the calls that's in between, I'm waiting for a call that means he's waiting and my dreaming starts. A voice with a gentle tone that wants me for his very own. He's dialed a private line to my heart. You know, I just placed my headset on. Please dial police, there's something wrong at 39 Main and East Main. With someone's danger on my mind, I patch in another line and I get a routine complaint. Please, operator, return my change. Yes, you may have my name.
Bill Johnson on 29 River Drive.
Excuse me, sir. One moment, please. And someone says, please dial for me. Send some help. They need it right away. There's a house ablaze on Route 9, just beyond the city line. I know the house. I often pass that way. Well, I guess this is one day I will earn my pay. Get a call to check a line that's been busy for some time. Hear a woman say I can't till he's gone. I hear an ambulance outside, just glad I got the call in time. Time to help another life live on. All the calls that's in between, I'm waiting for a call that means he's dialed a private line to
I remember all those times mixing up Candy with Cindy on my playlists and having to correct them. That is Candy Lindell, right? Candy Lindell, Private Line to My Heart, which I'm glad to have again. Now, I have never done this before. I'm about to play a strange song followed by a parody somebody made of said strange song. Here.
She was sitting on a stool in a little bar called The Seldom Seen when I walked over and said hi and introduced myself. "And what's your name?" I asked. And she just smiled. She was wearing a tiny gold chain with the initials SS on the front. And I said, "Wait a minute, let me guess. You are Susie Smith." She shook her head. "Okay, you're Sally Simpson, Sarah." And before I could finish, she put her hand on mine and said, "Look, it's not important." And I said, "Okay, I'll just call you Double S." And she nodded. And I said, "What are you drinking, Double S?" "Scotch and soda." And I said, "Okay, Miss Double S, one scotch and soda coming up." "You live around here?" I asked. "No," she said, "just killing time till morning. I've got an early plane back to California. I live near San Simeon." "You'll be flying on a 707, no doubt," I said. "How did you know?" she asked. "Oh, I guess I'm just super smart." "You gonna spend the rest of the night here in this bar, Double S?" "No," she said, "I have a motel room. I'm at the Surf and Sand. Can I give you a lift?" "Thanks, I rented a car, but I don't drive it too well," she answered. "It's a stick shift." "Double S, you are something special," I said. And I paid the tab, and we walked out into the cool evening breeze. She slid across the seat and snuggled up close to my side. And I began to run my fingers through her hair. It was soft and silky. I opened the door to her room. My lips found her lips. And I held her close and I whispered, "You are a super sexy lady." She simply smiled. And I could feel her body slowly soften as her sensuous soul swiftly swept me into sublime serenity. Just as the morning sun began to softly streak the starry sky, she kissed me a soft sayonara, waved a sultry so long from the window, and I never saw Double S again. Right now she's soaring somewhere above the clouds, and I'm walking home on one. I just realized I never did find out what Double S stood for. All I know is our time together was short and sweet. solitary evening to kill in the great state of Washington before leaving for home back east. I found a place called Wimpy's Wagon Wheel, a typical wayside watering hole located just west of Walla Walla. The place was wild with weekday warriors, wranglers, and wayward women. After a while, I spotted her, a woeful wallflower seated by the window. So I sat at her table and used my most worldly warm-up. "What's the word, whirly bird?" "Walk, weasel," she whined. Her skin had the color of weathered whitewash. Her face was wrinkled and waffled, and she had a hint of walrus whiskers, which she wore well. She was wholesome as a welterweight wrestler. Was it worthwhile, I wondered? She wasn't exactly Wonder Woman, but after all, it was a weary Wednesday night. "What do you want, worm?" she asked warmly. "You are a wildflower among weeds in the wilderness," I said. "Watch it, wise guy," she warned, "or I'll whop you like a water bug." I winced, but I began to warm to her winsome ways. "You talk wishy-washy," she said warily. "Are you one of them whispering weirdos?" "Witch," I thought. And then I noticed the tattoo on her bicep. Double W. What wonderful workmanship. She could have been a World War widow, or maybe a Volkswagen distributor. "Your name," I wangled, "is it Winnie Winkle? Or are you campaigning for Wendell Willkie?" "Why worry, whelp?" she wheezed. "You're wasting words." I wavered. My wit wasn't wearing well. "Wanna wet your whistle?" I tried. "Whatever." I welcomed her willingness and waylaid the well-worn waitress. "Whiskey," my little whippoorwill warbled, "wet and wild. Make mine watermelon wine," I said, whisking out a wad of wampum to pay the bill. Double W's watery eyes widened. "Well, whoopee, a wheel." She whinnied like a warhorse and wormed closer. "Where are you from, whippersnapper?" she asked, wiggling wickedly against my body. "West Virginia," I said. "I'll be winging back to Wheeling in the morning. Tonight, I have a room at the Walla Walla Waldorf." "Well, why don't we wheel my Winnebago over to your wigwam?" she whimpered winningly. "We can watch Westward the Women on TV, or turn on to some Whalen and Willie on wax." Well, maybe I was in for a winter wonderland after all. "Just wait," she said, while I wandered to the washroom. As I watched Double W waddle away, I suddenly felt woozy. My mind whirled, and my body went weak and wobbly, and I went under. When I woke, I was alone, except for the weather-beaten washerwoman. My wistful will-o'-the-wisp had vanished with the wind. No, I never learned Double W's name. All I know is that she left me that wintry night in Walla Walla without a word, without a wristwatch, and without a wallet.
First, I played Bill Anderson's Double S. I'll give you a clue there, Bill. East German, okay? And then, someone calling himself Whispering Will and Double W. Now, guys, I wish, you know, there are these times in message boards. See, I'm having trouble talking without my top teeth. There are these times in message boards, and especially in these blogs people write, when you write comments that I wish I could edit. the comments I made. Such as the comment I made on Bob Purse's blog about Tin Pan Alley and about New Image. I'll leave it at that. I said about this record here, about there are similarities and differences, but the similarities come through more. I guess I was talking about generally the oddball type of songs that New Image is known for doing, and this is yet another one of those, but at the same time, it is, it's unmistakable. This is a new updated sound they had, so it wasn't exactly more different than similar. Also, I don't know if, you know, I don't know how much time there was in between the other record I have, or the record he has, you know, Pride and Lady Wildcat, and this one here. They might have just recently at this time wanted to update their sound. I guess this was kind of like how Hal Mark kept playing these 40s and 50s style songs in the 70s. You know, they kept using those same background tracks. And in the 80s, Tin Pan, you know, New Image in particular, had the old Jefferson Airplane sound. And you know, it updated a little bit, but they needed more work. I don't know if the term I used for the lead singer of Too Late for Ronstadt, Too Early for Benatar is accurate or not, because it could darn well be that Lady Wildcat was probably done, or Pride even, was probably done about the same time as Love is a Battlefield. So, in which case, that would not be accurate. But it all depends on when. You know, I wish I knew the years that those things were made, and that this one, well, of course, you know, you could tell looking things up, 1987 or later, for this one I have. But anyway, guys, this is, I'd say it deserves being played again, because now I'm going to get it right this time. It is a newer, updated sound here. Even though it is in that same oddball tradition of New Image. I would love to come across something by New Image that was written by Gygax. You know, that would be jamming.
To your listening, what was that, Mom? Sorry, I didn't hear a
Alright, I'm going to play something else now from the Hollywood Sessions album I got a week or so ago. Michelle Wood and The Play of Life. Wonderful idea I had here. Thought I'd clean this record up while this song was playing. If I found a Windex maybe a little sooner than I did, I would probably arguably have this done. As long as this is taking me to dry, probably not, but just need to dry this dumb thing. This is the other side anyway. Got this side washed and dried anyway here now. I used to collect all the different versions of theme from Shaft that I could find. And again, since the Purge, that got rid of quite a bit of them, but in the past couple of weeks, I got this album here. Here's Enoch Light and the Light Brigade's version. We'll be right back. trying to use one of those, is that tom-tom drums, or what is it, those drums that, you know, boom, boom, you bend the sound on, trying to use one of those in place of the scratch guitar, or maybe half and half with it. In my opinion, the King's Road version I used to have, it sounds to me like they used a mouth harp with that one. I wish I could dig that up again. If you have anything, and I will be here at least one more time next week, because there is a record I was supposed to get today that didn't get here, and I ordered myself another one also, which I hope will be here also in time for my next episode. One of them, the one I'm waiting on, is yet another one of the used-to-haves of mine. So you still have time for a request for one more week. If there's another favorite you'd like me to play again from the show that I've played before. Also, I would like if you could endeavor this to give me a top five or so list of songs that you like, or things, whatever, commercial jingles, even anything like that counts, that you like, that I played on this show, because that'll help me out some in my end of the year countdown that I hope to have this time, this coming new year. The address, or any comment you like to make about how funny I sound with no top teeth, anything like that, please email me. My address is sr@sammyreed.com. Next up on the order of drum drops, and I didn't see the three-quarter on the thing, it's three-quarter country rock. What's the other fourth like?
One, two, three, one, two, three.
Heck, it's fading out. You know what, guys? I'm in the process. This Enoch Light thing I got was a two-album set. Got the first sight of this other album, Washed and Dried. And so now I'm in the process of drying this one. While we're doing that, let's hear the much anticipated Hard Rock Shuffle.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
I've seen
I thought if I was wasting the time cleaning both albums on this two-album set, I figured I'd play two songs from them. Let me see, is this from the same dang album? Yeah, it was. And, well, heck with that. Their version of Fire and Rain. Now, let's play another one from the infamous Electric Breakdance album.
Thank you.
patiently waited for this to end. All right, now, I didn't play this song loud enough last week. I hate when some of these songs don't play loud enough and people have to... As if people even are hearing my show to do this. But I hate for people to turn their volumes up and down while they're hearing my show. Because I hate turning volumes up and down myself, and you know that golden rule. So let me play it hopefully loud enough this time. Wrong turntable. Now let's see.
Forget, I'm just your used to be. It's wrong, and yet I know forgetting you would be a hopeless thing. For I'm a puppet, and I just can't seem to break the string. I say.
Dang it, these scratches are peaking too high for me to turn it up any louder than that. Heck with it, and I got no record queued up, so I'm going to play the New World Bread commercial again, guys. Take two.
It's a new world, your new world born, a new world bred, new world pleasured, a new world fed.
New World Bread is a new world of flavor.
We germ whole wheat bran and rye, milk and honey, and that is why.
New World Bread is a new world of flavor.
It's a new world, your new world born, and new world bread, new world pleasure, and new world fed.
Everybody likes it.
It's a new world. It's a new world.
It's a new world.
Lady Snow, it's time you know, it's you I find upon my mind. Lady Snow, it's time you know, the stars shine through when I'm with you. Lady Snow, Lady Snow, you're bound to grow more fond of me as our lives weave. Lady Snow, we're bound to grow out of the blue because of you. Lady Snow, it seems like yesterday a storm came crashing down. No matter how I tried, no comfort could be found. Appearing suddenly, you turned the tides and changed my destiny. Go away, my heart is yours with open doors. Through each night I'll hold you tight, then prove it's true my love for you. Lady Snow, Lady Snow, Lady Snow.
Dance with the guy who gives you the eye. You can let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile at the man who held your hand beneath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Oh, I know that the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun. Let them see. But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance, go and carry on till the night is gone and it's time to go. If he asks, if you're all alone, can he take you home? You must tell him no. Cause don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, save the last dance for me. Save the last dance for me. Save the last dance for me. Save the last dance
for me. Well, that is it for this week. Dang it. Did that thing in my throat happening while I'm talking? Guess what, guys? This morning, the thing that I stuck that you stick your insulin pump in your belly with, that cloth part, got warped and everything, so I figured I'd better change it. And now, this morning, yeah, and now, this thing is getting warped, so I'm gonna have to change it again. I'm gonna have to really do a job shaving my belly so I can get these things stuck on good. Well, next week will be what looks like my last go-round, unless something else comes along. Or doesn't, as the case may be. So please be with me next time. Email me your requests for what you want me to play next time. From, you know, that I played on the show. sr@sammyreed.com. And please join me next week for more music from the world of the strange and the bizarre. Sammy Reed, go out and make it a great life.